You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's milk this device a little longer. We have moved on to couch time, which means we're that much closer to holiday shopping time. So let's do some history once again. Lots of our American Christmas traditions were actually established during World War II. Back then, a fair number of the traditions revolved around scarcity and hope for better days. Design historian Sarah Archer explores Christmas time during the war as well as post-war in her new book, Mid-Century Christmas. And today she's kicking off our series, Holidays, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by
The traditional Christmas wish for peace on Earth was especially poignant during World War II, when so many American families had loved ones overseas. The war effort and the home front included rationing, which meant that shoppers could purchase only small amounts of grocery staples like meat, dairy, coffee, sugar, canned goods. Materials like rubber, metal, and gasoline were rationed too. Americans were encouraged to quote-unquote make do and mend, conserve energy at home and in the car, tailor clothing to use as little fabric as possible, and recycle or reuse household goods and materials. Coming as it did on the heels of the Great Depression, though, this kind of household thrift was already familiar to most Americans, and indeed, many felt proud to be doing their part in helping the war effort. Rationing meant scaling way back on all the things that had been associated with Christmas since the mid-19th century. Food and drink, material goods, decorative lights, even the use of the telephone for making long-distance calls. The bittersweet experience of wartime Christmas in America was captured by hit songs like Bing Crosby's I'll Be Home for Christmas, written for troops in 1943.
I'll be home for Christmas.
And Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from the 1944 movie musical Meet Me in St. Louis.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
In the movie, Judy Garland is costumed to look like a Gilded Age teenager in turn-of-the-century Missouri. But when she sang,
"Next year all our troubles will be out of sight,"
wartime listeners and moviegoers understood what she meant. Americans were encouraged by the Office of War Information and, curiously, by corporations to do without things and to spend their money on war bonds instead of gifts.
It's Mother's Christmas present.
War bonds?
Yes, darling, war bonds.
Well, gee, thanks a lot, Mom, but I wanted a bicycle.
Some companies capitalized on this by offering products in tandem with the purchase of war bonds and used its paid ad space to share tips on how readers could make their homes, quote, war-shortening households by conserving and reusing materials. After the war, companies that made materials that had previously been rationed, like Reynolds Metals, who made aluminum foil, or DuPont, who made cellophane, began advertising ways to use these new materials in do-it-yourself holiday decorating projects. And the magazines followed suit, carrying on an inventive wartime tradition in the era of post-war abundance.
That was Sarah Archer, author of Mid-Century Christmas.